This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yesterday, we talked about repotting your pot-bound plants, and I mentioned soil. Well, there are so many soils and soilless mixtures on the market. Which do you choose? Let's first talk about the functions of soil or potting media. The first function of a potting media is to anchor the roots. The next is to feed the plant, provide it with minerals and nutrients, and finally, to allow air to reach the roots. Yes, roots need to breathe. A soil-based mix holds water better, anchors roots better for bigger plants, and generally provides more nutrients or food for your plant. Soil-based mixes work well for nearly every type of plant. Ideally, your mix would be part pasteurized soil, organic matter like compost or peat moss, and drainage material like perlite or coarse sand, not from the beach. If the bag says potting soil, it most likely has this combination. Any difference would be in whether there's a time-released fertilizer in it or if there's a different ratio of the materials. Say, for instance, cactus. They require better drainage, so you'd want to mix with more perlite or coarse sand. Soilless mixes are lighter and almost always used for seed starting. Seeds need no nutrients from the soil to sprout. They're all within the seed. Isn't that cool? Orchids are an example of a plant that requires a soilless mix. Then you add amendments for specific plants. In the case of orchids, you might add dolomitic lime. The best thing to do is know what you're going to use the potting media for and then read the label carefully. I'll have all this information on my website, gardenbite.com. You can also talk to your local nursery. They're a wealth of information and generally love sharing it with you as much as I do. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. You can contact me through my website, too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.